The death toll from Hurricane Fran is more than 30. Most of the deaths have been caused by floods that developed after the storm hit Thursday night. Today, the governor of North Carolina declared Hurricane Fran the biggest disaster to hit his state this century. Hundreds of thousands of people are still without power, and officials say property damage to homes, farms, and businesses will total billions of dollars. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports from Raleigh.
At Crabtree Valley Mall, the largest shopping center in Raleigh, business was understandably slow today. The white marble floor was splattered with mud, evidence of the damage caused last week by Hurricane Fran. When the storm blew through Raleigh Thursday night, it flooded the inside of the mall. Today, most of the stores on the mall's bottom floor were closed as maintenance crews mopped away the last of the water and huge fans attempted to dry the damp air. Still, inside the electronics store where Ron Myers works, the odor of mildew was overwhelming.
You can smell it in here in Circuit City, and it's just, the stench is just horrible. So we have to rip all the carpets off, and then the folks who don't have carpets who have wood floor is all buckling, so they got to remove all that floor. So the whole first floor, everything needs to be replaced.
Just outside the mall at a Goodyear auto repair shop, several employees spent the day operating huge pressure washers to clean the mud from the service bays. Others sat in the parking lot with their toolboxes, meticulously cleaning the mud and water off every wrench and screwdriver. Manager Randy Prosser says the shop was flooded with 2 feet of water and the cleanup has been slow.
We didn't get power again until this morning, and now the power's gone back off again, so we don't have any lights in the back stockroom, and there's a few snakes back there, so we're waiting until we get some more lights before we go back in there and clean up some more.
Prosser says his company not only will incur the expense of repairing the building, but it's also lost 4 days of customers because the shop's been closed since Friday. The longer that electricity remains out in the Raleigh area, the more money merchants will lose. At the Wellspring Grocery, a trendy supermarket, meat department manager William Johnson says the power outage has cost the store more than $100,000 in spoiled food alone.
All of the produce, all of the meat and seafoods, anything that was in any refrigerated cases, all of our freezer cases, all of our eggs, milk, et cetera, all of that's gone away.
Johnson says store employees cooked up some of the meat on a gas grill before it spoiled and gave it to people in the neighborhood who don't have electricity at their homes. But most of the perishable food, he says, has to be thrown away.
It makes me really sad. There's boxes and boxes and boxes of beef back there that I'm going to have to pitch out into the dumpster. There's nothing that you can do about it, so you just go ahead and do it.
About 500,000 homes and businesses in North Carolina still are without power, and utility companies say it may be the middle of next week before electricity is restored to all of them. Some merchants have decided to make the best of the situation. A drugstore near the supermarket is open for business, even though there's no electricity. Employees meet customers at the door and accompany them through the store with flashlights.
Hi,
can I get some extra strength Tylenol?
Yes, ma'am. Come on back.
The drugstore manager says most of his customers the past few days have been looking for hurricane supplies like candles, batteries, and flashlights. One man yesterday, though, came in and bought a television set, the kind that works on batteries. He told the clerk that even after a hurricane, he couldn't stand to miss the Sunday football games on TV. I'm Adam Hochberg in Raleigh, North Carolina.